So the very first mitzvah in Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. What we need to understand is the kesher between the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim and this mitzvah. Meaning, out of all target mitzvahs, so there's a thought process as to what the seder should be in terms of giving this over to Klal Yisrael. So Chodesh Hazeh Lachem is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in his ultimate wisdom as being the mitzvah to begin Targ mitzvahs. As Rashi says in the very first Rashi in Torah, that there's a svar to say that the Torah should have begun with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. But from the fact that HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is given at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem Yisbarach is teaching us that there's something essentially binding between the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. And a lot is said about that. Let's try to understand what that kesher is. Chazal say there were some mitzvahs in Yonim that Moshe was niskasha b'hem, that he had a difficulty in understanding them. The menorah being one example, and the other is this idea called the moilad halavana. The Kadosh Baruch Hu had to say to Moshe, "Hazeh, this is what it is." So, what is it about the moilad halavana that Moshe had difficulty in understanding, that he had to see, had to be shown exactly what it is? Taking a step back, when Hashem Yisbarach is pleading with Moshe to assume the leadership and to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, so one of the things that Moshe says in response is, Shalach na'abiyat tishlach. And Chazal understand that Moshe is offering a replacement. He's saying, choose someone else instead. The Pashtus is, he's referring to Aaron HaKohen, who was the leader of the people at the time. However, there's a Medrash, considered to be a Medrash Plia, Shlach na'abiyat tishlach biyad Rabbi Akiva. Send Rabbi Akiva. And what makes this a Medrash Plia, the obvious reason is because there was no Rabbi Akiva until another 1,000 years. But on top of that, so even if we're choosing people who are out of the current Zman, so why not Rabbi Gamliel? Why not Hillel HaZaken? So why Dafka Rabbi Akiva out of all the tzaddikim? And on top of that, I believe it's Targum Yonasan, Shlach Rabbi Atishlach is referring to Pinchas, who was alive. So then why is Pinchas any better? It says, Targum Yonasan, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, choose Pinchas because he's Eliyahu, and Eliyahu will come b'sof hayamim. So the simple interpretation of that is that Moshe didn't want a half job. Moshe was only going to take them out of Mitzrayim, seemingly, and then there was going to be another Golas, perhaps, in which case you're going to need Eliyahu to finish things off. So Moshe was saying, why choose me to do a half job? Just bring Eliyahu now and he'll finish it, and we'll have nothing to worry about. I try to understand a little bit how Eliyahu Pinchas fits into this picture. Now, many Rishonim understand that included in the mitzvah of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem is two things. Not only the Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the Moel HaLavana each month, but also the Soid HaIbur, that Chazal and their deep wisdom were given the secret to know how to create a certain shalom between the Shnas HaLavana and the Shnas HaChama. And in order to create that balance and to ensure that Pesach will fall out always in the Chodesh HaAviv, there is the secret called Soid HaIbur. And I use that term precisely because the Gemara at the end of Ksubis quotes the Pasuk, B'Soid Ami Lo Yihiu, Ze Soid HaIbur. That the secret of Ibur is specific for Klal Yisrael, and is not to be given over to the Ummah Sa'ilah. And the Medrash in Pirkei Avot Perek Ches has a very long description of the evolution of the Soid HaIbur. And the Medrash explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first one to utilize, employ the Soid HaIbur. And then after that he gave it to Adam, and Adam was Ma'aber Sashanim, and then he gave it to Chanoch, and the Chanoch gave it to Noach, Noach to Shem, to Avraham, to Yitzhak, to Yaakov, and to Yosef. And it says there that all of the tzaddikim were Ma'abir es Hashanim only in Eretz Yisrael, but the first one to do so in Chutz La'aretz was Yosef HaTzadik, because there was nobody in Eretz Yisrael to do it. And then it says, Meis Yosef Ve'achav, Yosef passed away, as did his brothers, Nismatu Ha'ibur Me'Yisrael, and the secret of Ibur slipped away. U'kishem she'nismatu Ha'ibur Me'Yisrael, b'shivin Mitzrayim, and just like the secret of Ibur fell and was lost because of the Shibud Mitzrayim, kach hasidin limayit b'soif shivim malchis harviz ad sheva malach ha-Mashiach. And so too, the Soid Ha'ibur will once again be forgotten until Mashiach will come, and he will restore the Soid Ha'ibur to Klal Yisrael. And that's, of course, referring to the time in history, which the Gemara explains, that the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Hillel Hanasi, he was able to create the calendar, the luach, which we use, using a very deep chachma, which is in a replacement to the Soid Ha'ibur, but it's clear from the Medrash that that's only a temporary fix. Mashiach will once again restore the Soid Ha'ibur as it should be. What's mashma from the Medrash is that the relationship between Soid Ha'ibur and Shibud Mitzrayim is very strong and very true. That because the Ibur was forgotten with the death of Yosef and his brothers, so along that, with that came the Shibud Mitzrayim. And along with the forgetting of the Ibur in the times of the Tanaim as well, came along Shibud Malchus, Malchus Edom. And Mashiach will restore Soid Ha'ibur, and it sounds like together with the restoration of the Soid Ha'ibur will be Gulas Yisrael. So we see, for one thing, going back to the question which we asked before, is that what's the connection between Soid Ha'ibur and Gulas Mitzrayim? We see at Pesach already that it was forgotten. It was forgotten chachma with the death of Yosef and his brothers. And as the Rishonim explain, and the Achronim explain, Soid Ha'ibur is not something that anybody can come up with on their own. It has to be either handed down by Messiah or given to you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like it was only known to Adam HaRishon because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to Adam, it was only known to Avram because he received it from Shem, and Yaakov from Yitzhak, and Yosef to Yaakov. Meaning there's a Messiah in the Soid Ha'ibur, which goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's not an earthly chachma. It's not something that the Seichel HaNushi can come up with. It has to be divine. And so, too, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have understood it on his own. Even somebody as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to be told, "Vayimer Hashem Moshe ve'ala Aaron, ha'chodesh zelachem, I'm giving you the Soid Ha'ibur." So, by giving the Soid Ha'ibur to Moshe, which was forgotten in the times of Yosef, as a message mashma, that the Shibud was because of the forgetfulness, the shechach of the Soid Ha'ibur, so the reinstitution of the Soid Ha'ibur goes alongside Gulas Yisrael. So the Abba Benel explains the Ha'ar, which we mentioned before, Moshe was niskasha in the Indian, what's called Leidas HaLevana. It was niskasha in the mitzvah Chodesh Elachem. Rabbi Benel writes that it's not referring to the Moil HaLevana per se. It's referring to the other aspect of the mitzvah Chodesh Elachem, which is the Soid Ha'ibur. Because as we just mentioned, nobody can understand the Soid Ha'ibur. So says the Rabbi Benel, Sharatu bazesh ha'chachma ha'nefla ha'hi lo hisigo Moshe ve'aron midaitam ve'chakiras ve'ele shehisoid ha'ibur v'shar she'chachmaso halacha misine davar nevui. So niskasha Moshe is niskasha anybody, because nobody can understand the Soid Ha'ibur. And Mamela Chodesh Elachem, when Hashem had in Moshe not just the secret of Kiddush HaChodesh Molul HaLevana, but included in that Soid Ha'ibur, Moshe was niskasha like any human being would be niskasha. Now what's very interesting is that the Medrash, when it explains and finds a remez in the Torah, in Torah's Maisha, where do we see that Hashem gave Adam HaRishon the Soid Ha'ibur? It brings the Pasuk. It says like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hayim Ma'abir Es Hashana, Va'achar Kach Masron Adam HaRishon Migad Eden Shenemar Ze Seder Toldos HaAdam. Ze Sefer Toldos HaAdam. What does Ze Sefer Toldos HaAdam have to do with Soid Ha'ibur? That's how you refer to the Soid Ha'ibur? As Sefer Toldos HaAdam? So perhaps the Soid Ha'ibur, which the Gemara refers to, which is like the Soid Ha'ibur Niglas HaTorah, is intertwined with the Soid Ha'ibur which we find in Pnimis HaTorah. Because the Zohar Kaddish and the Arizal have their own interpretation of what's called Soid Ha'ibur. Really, Shagul Gulim, the Arizal is Mayrich in explaining this inyan, that when it comes to Torah Sagilgul, there's really two parts. There's the classic Torah Sagilgul, which we're all familiar with, where a neshama, which was once in the world, goes back up, and it's determined that he has to come back again for certain tikkunim, And when a neshama comes back into this world, beguf, and it's here, has a leida, and it'll have a misa. So that's what's called Tayras HaGildel. As a sniff in Tayras HaGildel is what the Ariza calls the Tayras HaIbor, or the Sait HaIbor, where a neshama, which was once in this world, has maybe just a few tikkunim which he needs to do. Or even if that neshama doesn't have any tikkunim which he needs for himself, but there's a neshama down in this world which can use a boost, so the neshama can come down temporarily, fix itself to that neshama in the world, and they can both benefit from this interaction. That's what's called Sait HaIbor and Primus HaTar. And really, it pertains to the Lashon Ibor which we know Bechla. I mean, Ibor, the classic Ibor, is an Isha Meuberes, which means that one woman, one person, now has a second person, Neshama, which is growing inside of her. One becomes two. And that's Ibor Shana as well, because there's 12 months in the year. When a 12-month now becomes 13 months, that you can fit 13 into 12, that's an Ibor. Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. You took 1 month called Adar, and you made 2 months out of it. And the same thing is true when it comes to Ibor Neshamas. You have one person, but because another Neshama is coming down and connecting with that Neshama, so one Mishan now becomes two. That's the Sait HaIbor. So Mamela, let's go back to the question we had said before. The Medrash says, where do I see, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, that Hashem gave Adam HaRishon this Sait HaIbor, because it says, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. So now, according to what we're saying, that the Toldos HaAdam, that this Sait HaIbor is connected to the Pnimiyus Sait HaIbor, we can understand why it's called Toldos HaAdam. Because when an Ibor Neshama takes place, that's what's called Toldos HaAdam, that one person is having a Toilada. There's a second Adam which is now in that person. So Nichlal in the giving over of the Sait HaIbor to the Marisha wasn't just the Ibor Hashanim, it was also the Ibor Neshamos. Shanim, Neshama have even the same letters in there. How does this pertain to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because he already explained that with the giving over of the Sait HaIbor to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, included in that is Geulas Mitzrayim. So we see when we take more of a broader scope of Geulas Mitzrayim and Geulas Mitzrayim, a very relevant deep connection to Ibor Bechla. Firstly, the Rizal tells us that based on the Zayar, that the whole Golas Mitzrayim is called Ibor. The whole thing is called Ibor. He explains that what he calls Tlas Goy Tlas, that the Chitzoinim would try to have an Achiza on the Netzach Hodin Yesod, which are the legs, which are what are called Labar Migufa. And when those Netzach Hodin Yesod, those legs, are susceptible to an Achiza from the Chitzoinim, they raise themselves up and they come to Chagas, which is Chesed Gvura Tiferes. And that's what's called three into three. Like it's like when a person feels like he's in danger, a person returns to like this fetal position. And that's what happened to Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. They were susceptible to Mitzrayim. And it was called, they went back into their mother. So Zer Ampin went back into Ima. So the whole Golas Mitzrayim is called Ibor. Tlas Goy Tlas. That's what the Arizal explains. So Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim is in Ibor position. And of course, Paro tried to kill Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish babies, not when they were born, but before they came out, when they were still in Ibor state, that's when Paro tried to kill them. So Bechlal, the attack that, according to the Arizal, that Paro and Mitzrayim had on Klai Yisrael was like attacking an Ibor, attacking a Vlad, B'mei Imai, and that's exactly what Paro tried to do Befrat. He made an attack against Klai Yisrael, B'shasa Ibor. So Mamela, it's Mida Kenegin Mida, that which the Medrash says, that Makas Bechoros, even the Bechoyrim, which were Be'ibor Imam, were also killed. That's a perfect Mida Kenege Mida. Not only that, Makas Bechoyris is Gematria Ibor B'miluwa. So you see the Makas Bechoyris was like the culmination, the summation of Yetzias Mitzrayim in a certain way. Because that was exactly the Mida Kenege Mida which Paro tried to do. An attack against the Bechoyrim, B'ni Bechoyr Yisrael, in a state of Ibor. Now let's move on to Kriyas Yamsov. Because Kriyas Yamsov has even a deeper understanding of the Inyan of Ibor. Because until Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Dahainu Yamsov, there wasn't a full Geula. It wasn't a full Geula. And we see from Chazal that the whole Seder of Yetzias Mitzrayim is like the birth of Klai Yisrael. It's Leidas B'nei Yisrael. And here, Kriyas Yam Sof, the channel to leave was like that final prosdar, Betseis Havla Min Harecha. And just like in Isha is B'Sha Sakana, B'Sha Saleda, Chazal say Klaisel in a very big sakana at the time of Kriyas Yam Sof. Halal over the Avodah Zarah, halal over the Avodah Zarah. That's a Sha Sakana which Klaisel faced because it's Sha Saleda. And every Sha Saleda is a Sha Sakana for the mother and for the baby. And here once again, Paro came himself to kill B'nai Yisrael l'shitasa, meaning you kill Jews when they're about to leave the mother's womb. And here, not just every individual Jew, but Klal Yisrael as a whole. Paro was coming to kill them, just like l'shitasa, like he did before. Which is why, when Klal Yisrael emerge, and then on the other side, and they sing Shira, the Gemara Ksubis in the first parak says, not only did every Jew sing Shira, but afilu l'ubarim b'mei iman sang Shira. Because they deserve it. Because the Ubarim were in danger. Because that's what Paro came to do. He came to kill every Jewish Ubar and Befrat and also Bechlal. On top of that, Stamazoi, just to create a Yabasha B'Seich Hayam, is also the Inyan of Ibor. Meaning, really there's a Yam here. But now there's a Yabasha and a Yam. So the fact that it could be a Yabasha and a Yam is like an Ibor. You're making two out of one. Not only that, but Chazal say that it's really Alpitaris Chazal, Primus Chazal. And the Rizal expounds upon this based on the Zohar. That the Shem Ayin Beis, the 72 name of Hashem, was Neskale, its roots are by Kriyas Yam Sof. Because there are three psukim by Kriyas Yam Sof, Vayisa, Vayovo, Vayet, that the arrangement of these three psukim creates the Shem Ayin Beis. Now, Shem Ayin Beis isn't a 72 letter name, there's 216 letters. Each name has three letters in it. So, if you have 72 names, and each name has three letters, there's 216 letters. So, there's 72 names and 216 letters. So, the Ari explains, 72 is Gematria Chesed, 216 is Gematria Gvura, or Yira, same Gematria. And you have to work with both the names and the letters. The name is Ayin Beis, but there's Resh Yud Vav letters. And the Shem Ayin Beis, which has 216 letters, was this Galav Kriyas Yam Sof, Vayisa, Vayavo, Vayet. These three. Sorry. Now, if you take Ayin Beis and Resh Yud Vav, which is 216, and you create one word, it spells Ibor. So you see that even the remedy, the formula for Geulas Yisrael, B'Shas Kriyas Yam Sof, is included in the secret called Ibor. So we see a lot. Furthermore, Chazal say that it was the Arono Shel Yosef which split the Yam Sof. Why Arono Shel Yosef? Because the Beis Aaron explains that not only is Ibor, a secret of Ibor, Shayach with a Neshama which had left the world for a person in this world, it's even Shayach Ibor Neshama between a Talmud and a Rebbe. That a Rebbe and a Talmud can have such a deep kesher with each other that the Rebbe is like an Ibor to his Talmud. So if that's the case, we could say that the reason why Arono Shel Yosef was be able to create the Yam Sof, the split of the Yam Sof, because there was an Ibor between Yaakov and Yosef. Where do we find such an Ibor? Because the whole reason why the Yam Sof split, because of Arono Shel Yosef, because Yosef HaTzadik stood up against Eishes Potiphar. Why was that? Because he saw the face of Yaakov in the window. Why did he see the face of Yaakov? And even the Beis Hamikdash means the pasuk of Necha Roas Es Marecha. That's called Said Ibor Talmud V'Revi. And that was mamash what happened with Yosef. He saw the face of Yaakov. Why? Because Nafsho Keshur Ben Nafsho. There was such a deep kesher between Yaakov and Yosef, that's called Ibor, that Yaakov had to Yosef. So Mamila, since Yosef said no to Eishes Potiphar, because the Ibor which he had with his father Yaakov, and by the way, the very last Ibor that there ever was until it was given to Moshe was because the Medrash says Yaakov gave it to Yosef, and then it was forgotten. So Yaakov gave Yosef the sort of Ibor. That means that Yaakov and Yosef were in this Abrezebezeh, like a Rebbe to a Talmud. So when Arono Shel Yosef splits the Yam Sof because he said no to Eishes Potiphar, that means to say, in a hidden way, Ibor Neshama split the Yam Sof. Now, the Ramban explains that the whole Sefer, Iyov, is really one long drasha on the secret called Tzadik V'Ralo Rasha V'Tovla. So Iyov didn't understand Tzadik V'Ralo Rasha V'Tovla, and Elihu came to teach Iyov that secret. Where else do we find the secret called Sait HaIbor, the Ramban calls it? By Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was being tortured to death. Moshe Binu came, and he said, how could this be? Zu Torah v'zu Schara? So Hashem said, Shtoy kacha lo b'machshava. So we see that Rabbi Akiva had a shaychis to the secret of Sait HaIbor. And once again, Moshe was the one asking the question, because Moshe was this kasha b'zeh. And Iyov didn't understand either. So says the Ramban, this is the Soda Ibra, which is Sefer Iyov. Now we see a Pesach already to Rabbi Akiva from this Chazal, according to what the Ramban is saying. Because what the Ramban is saying is that from the Inyan that Moshe didn't understand Rabbi Akiva means that Rabbi Akiva comes from a place where there's a Hasag in the Soda Ibra. And even to strengthen the matter, we know that the Soda Ibra was particularly handed over to Shevet Yisachar. Because Yisachar were the ones who were Mechashev, the Tkufos, and the Mazalos, and the Cheshbonos, and the whole Indian, and they're the Yoshvei Sanhedrin. That was their job. And it re-explains that every single one of the Shvatim had a Kesher to one of the Asar Rigi Malchus. And Rabbi Akiva corresponds to Yisachar. So the fact Rabbi Akiva is Yisachar, and Yisachar is the one who understands the Seder Ibra, that means Rabbi Akiva and the Seder Ibra go hand in hand. So we're not going to go into Iyov's Kesher, Kriyas Yamsof, we spoke about it once before, but Iyov has a lot to do with Parsha as well. We can explain one of the other questions we asked before. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, Shlach na biyad tishlach, send biyad Rabbi Akiva? Well, since Moshe Rabbeinu understands that the Golos Mitzrayim is Ibor, and it's totally in the restoration of the Seder Ibor, I don't understand Seder Ibor. But you know which is the Neshama, which is Shaykh, the Seder Ibor? That's Rabbi Akiva. So choose Rabbi Akiva. He understands the Seder Ibor. Why are you choosing me? Shlach na biyad tishlach biyad Eliyahu Navi. Why Eliyahu, who's Pinchas? First of all, Pinchas, classically, when we speak about Ibor, one of the Sharashim in Torah for Ibor is Pinchas with Nadav and Avihu. Zay explains that at the time that Pinchas killed Zimri, there was an Ibor that he took on the neshamas of Nadav and Avihu. And that's perhaps the most well-known classic case of Ibor that there is. Pinchas with Nadav and Avihu. So already we can understand why Moshe says, send Pinchas Eliyahu, if it's totally in the Seder Ibor. But even more so, the Ramban writes in his Hasagas and Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gimel, Hillel HaNasi, Bino Shav Yehuda HaNasi, was Mesakin, Cheshban HaIbor, Kiddush Chadashim, V'Ibor Shanim HaRuim, Lefzal Pi Minyanai. Ad Sheyavu Eliyahu, V'Nachshu Al Pi HaRe'iyah, V'Bezin HaGod Lev HaKadosh HaMim, V'Meheira. Says the Ramban, that Eliyahu HaNavi will restore the Soda Ibor. We had seen from the Medrash in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that Mashiach will come and restore the Soda Ibor. But now the Ramban adds that Eliyahu will restore the Soda Ibor. And of course they come together, that's Mashiach and Eliyahu, that's the recipe for Geulas Yisrael. But we see that the fact that we have now a Luach, which is a Cheshbin, it's only a temporary replacement. But Lamaisa, the Soda Ibor will come back, and that will come back Al Yidei Mashiach, Al Yidei Eliyahu HaNavi. And the reason why that is based on the Shlach from the Rekanati. The Rekanati writes that why is Soda Ibor so vital and so important? Rekanati writes, Al derech soit ha'ibar kvar ha'idaticha ki lo yisa elokim nefesh v'chishev machshavos labilti yidach mimenu nidach. The Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in a certain hanhaga that every single Yiddish and neshama has to be accounted for. No man left behind policy. Every single nishmas Yisrael will be included in the final gula. And the Tzaddikim all explain that the reason why there's such a delay in the coming of Mashiach, Eliyahu Navi, is because Hashem Yisbarach is ensuring that every single neshama will have its final tikkun. And until that happens, we go on. No man can be left behind. So Mamela, we see that not only was the Chitzonius Soda Ibor responsible for Geulas Mitzrayim, but the Primius Soda Ibor is what's responsible for the final Geula. Because really, Geulas Mitzrayim and Geulas HaAchrena are totally zavizeh. One will be Iker, one will be Tafel, the Gemara Bracha says. So the way that we can explain it is that Seid HaIbor, Begashmias, Bechitzonias, that was what was Poyal Chiddush Zilachem, that's Gulas Mitzrayim. But the Gula Achrayna, that's totally in the Seid HaIbor HaPnimius. Shela Yidach Mimin HaNidach, says Rakanati. That every Yiddish and Neshama will be restored, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accomplishes, says Rakanati, through Seid HaIbor. That Neshamas interact with each other, they help each other, that's called Arvis. Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zavazeh, Arvis is Miloshen, Ibor. And through that, every single Neshama can have a tikkun. That's Mashiach Tzidkenu. In fact, Mashiach himself is Shaykh to the Seder Ibor, because we explained it in a few shurim ago. The Gemara Barbasa tells us that as of now, there are 12 Shvatim. But La'asalev will be 13 Shvatim. How is that? Because the Nasi will get another Shevet. Who's the Nasi? Says Rashbam. That's Mashiach. So, but there's only 12 Shvatim. So how could there be 13? But no. There could be 13 Shvatim when you employ the Seder Ibor. Seder Iber means that 12 will become 13. So why is Mashiach the one who will be Zeichet in the 13th Shevet? He's just one person. Because he understands the Seder Iber. And because he understands the Iber, he can make Geulas Yisrael, because every single Jew needs to be accounted for. So merely we have Mashiach, merely Eliyahu. But the Achyam, as you could say like this. Soid Ibor. Soid Ibor is Gematria Mashiach, 358. But there's also Miloy. And really, Ibor has to do with Miloy. Like, Miloy Halavana is Ibor, right? Ibor has to do with Miloy. So, Soid Ibor b'miluo is Gematria Hini Anoichi Shaleach Lachem Es Eliya Hanavi Lifnei Boy Yom Hashem Hagadol V'Hanoira. We should be zeichet to it soon.